Now, friends, as we get underway here in the book of Nehemiah, I want to, again, talk about the writer of the book, the one whose story is told here. And we find that this man, Nehemiah, a friend of Ezra's and a companion of his, and also the other half of him, Nehemiah was a layman. Ezra was a priest. And in the book of Ezra, as we went through it, the emphasis was upon the rebuilding of the temple. Now, in the book of Nehemiah, the emphasis is upon the rebuilding of the walls of Jerusalem. In Ezra, we have the religious aspect of the return. In Nehemiah, we have the political aspect of the return. And Ezra is a fine representative of the priest and scribe. Nehemiah is a noble representative of the businessman. Nehemiah had an important office at the court of the powerful Persian king Artaxerxes, but his heart was with God's people and God's program in Jerusalem. And the personal note here is the chief characteristic of this book, and it's certainly one that we do not want to miss as we get into this very wonderful little book of Nehemiah. I find myself coming to this book again and again and again because of the fact that it is the kind of book that it is. And I'm sure that it's going to be a great blessing to many of us. Now, I think another word that we should emphasize is this. Chronologically, this is the last of the historical book. That is, we'll go no farther in the history of these people in the Old Testament than right here. We have come to the end of the line as far as time is concerned. The Old Testament goes no further as far as the clock or the calendar is concerned. The book of Ezra picks up the thread of the story about 70 years after 2 Chronicles. The 70 years captivity is over, and a remnant returns to the land of Israel. The return under Ezra took place about 50 years after Zerubbabel. Nehemiah returns about 15 years after Ezra. Now, these figures, of course, are approximate, and they're just given to show you the stages in the history of Israel after the captivity. Now, this enables us to see how the 70 weeks of Daniel begin with the book of Nehemiah and not with Ezra. Daniel said, from the going forth of the commandment to restore and rebuild Jerusalem under Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks, 62 weeks. Now, the background of the events of Nehemiah is the street shall be built again and the wall even in troublous times. That's in Daniel 9:25. Now, we find here, if you want dates, the decree of Cyrus was given in 536 B.C. That is recorded in Ezra 1 and the first four verses. And then the decree of Artaxerxes was given in 445 B.C., that is, it was the 20th year of his reign. That's here in the second chapter of Nehemiah, the first 8 verses. So that the first 7 weeks end in 397 B.C., that's Malachi. And then we find that you could just mark out that period of time till the Messiah came. And they should have been waiting on the front doorstep of that inn, waiting for the announcement of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. God had pinned it down just that much detail. Now, this man, Ezra, you find that he was a priest, and we see it through his eyes. Now, Nehemiah's the layman, we see it through his eyes.